The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school football.
Pocock, shotgun, back to pass, fires the fade, far side. He's got a man inside the five, trying to get away into the end zone. Second touchdown tonight, Jared Swally. This time offensively, he got the pick six earlier, and Jared Swally hauls it in, and Kearney is up top 27-0.
Tonight, it's live coverage of the Class A quarterfinals at Foster Field as the Kearney Bearcats welcome in number one Omaha North Vikings. High school football on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Hand it off to the tailback, and that's Urbanek. He's got some running room inside the 30. Urbanek, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown, Kearney! And that is Urbanek taking it in all the way.
Kearney's coming off their first playoff win in 6 years when the Vikings ended their run to the state quarterfinals. A win puts the Bearcats in the semis for the first time since 2007. Omaha North boasts the state's top running back and has advanced to the state final in the past 2 seasons, winning the state title last year. It's the Vikings and Bearcats coming up next, but first, a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Craig Ecker and Brandon Peoples live from Foster Field in Kearney right after this word from new Tech Seed.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Newtek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
It is playoff action 2014, and from Ron and Carol Cope Stadium on the campus of the University of Nebraska, Kearney, this is Craig Eckert along with Brandon Peoples on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 with Kearney hosting Omaha North. Omaha North featuring the All-State running back Calvin Strong with nearly 1,800 yards rushing this year and the need to stop that run. And we'll see whether or not they can do it. And we'll hear what Brandon Cool, the head coach of Kearney High, has to say about that, as well as the comments from the traveled North team. North does not travel out of the metro that often. And you will hear Brandon Cool talking about maybe Kearney's ability to get on them early, taking advantage of a three-hour bus trip here to Kearney. So they're not used to the long-distance travel, and that might be one factor, maybe not. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or New Tech Seed and a dealer near you. We're going to take a break here, and Doug Duda had the opportunity to talk to both head coaches, Brandon Cool for the Kearney Bearcats and Coach Martin for the Omaha North Vikings, and see what their perspective is in a game that is a rematch of a similar situation in 2008. The big differential was that in 2008, the game was in Omaha, the weather was lousy, and the field wasn't very good either. Tonight, it's a beautiful night for November football. It's obviously a great field here at UNK, and it should enable both teams to display their best. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with Doug Duda and those interviews after this on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and PlatteRiverPreps.com on the World Wide Web.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show on ESPN Radio. The Class A quarterfinals for the first time in 6 years. Kearney High and Omaha North will battle in the playoffs. And we're pleased to be joined by Larry Martin, the head football coach of the top-ranked team in the state. And, Coach, I remember the last time these teams played. Cold, windy night in Omaha, and you got the better of Kearney High. A lot different scenario tonight. Maybe not that you guys aren't obviously expected to win this game, but you'll come to Kearney, and hopefully we don't get blown away.
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing is you got two great communities that are getting the opportunities to be in the quarterfinals, and both their schools and support teams and administration, and as I'm well aware of Kearney's, I know that they're very thankful for the opportunity that they have of their team being in the quarterfinals, as well as I know ours are. And you know, you got two well-coached teams, two teams that have played awfully well this season, and it should be just a wonderful night. And I do remember that night. Boy, I hope it's not as cold. And I know that the field that we're going to be playing on will be a lot better than that one that we played on that night, because unfortunately the commitment level of the Omaha Public Schools, they were resurfacing the field that we normally played on, and we were having to play down at Burquest, and boy, it was just they were trying to do the best they could to keep it in shape, but it was a dry spring and the field was pretty banged up, but they did the best they could. But no, we're looking forward to everything about this.
Yeah, we chalk that up to a learning experience, and we bring that up every time a Metro team, because they just don't have to make the trip west as much. Now with the NSAA scheduling and the agreement between the Class A teams, that's changed a little bit. But just the psyche of your team, a lot of people say one of the only ways that an upset could play out here is if the travel affects you guys.
Well, I don't know if Coach would Kearney's got a great football team. I mean, they are they do a lot of things very good. I'm very impressed, as well as our staff is how hard they play, how well coached they are, and they've got playmakers in a variety of different positions. So we have the utmost respect for them and everything that they're about. And Coach Kuhl will have his kids ready to go, and so we don't necessarily think that way. It is unique for us to be able to do the travel, but, you know, the one thing that a lot of people don't know about us is that we do play all of our games, even our home games, are on the road. So, obviously, it's not 3 hours and 15 minutes from our place, but, my year's experience with it is it just comes down to what type of group you have. And we've been very proud of our kids, of how they've handled all that this year, and whether that be, you know, being ranked number one the whole year and all the pressures that come with that and getting in the right mindset. So we're anticipating, and our coaches have done just a great job game planning and each week, and nothing's changed there. So we're looking forward to it. We really are.
Talking with Omaha North Viking head coach Larry Martin here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Anybody that knows anything about high school football is very familiar with your team. Obviously, it all starts with Calvin Strong. I'm interested, Coach, on how things changed after that record-setting season last year. He's not nearly on that pace again this year. I suppose part of that is the way teams game plan for him, had another year to prepare for that. How is it different for that young man?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, our coaches had put in a plan last year to just keep his carries off of him. But unfortunately, with some injuries and things like that, we weren't able to do that. And we walked away from it last year as a learning experience of saying, you know what, we need Calvin's legs to be much fresher come the postseason play. And so with that plan and then also the – we've been fortunate enough in quite a few of our games, and last week was no exception, we were a significant amount ahead of our opponent going into the second half, and we made the right decision to pull him and make sure that, but he is in, good season form with his legs. And then the third piece about that is you have to have a humble kid at running back. And Calvin has never been a stat guy, as much as he gets pounded about it and people asking him questions. You know, he understands what's in the best interest in our football team, and he knew that we need him to be fresh when the postseason gets here, and we feel very confident that that's where he's at right now.
Larry, as you said, most of your games weren't in doubt in the second half. There were a couple, Millard West and Omaha Central. What was it about those two games and maybe what those two teams did that slowed you down or kept it close?
Well, more importantly, they're two good, very good football teams. They're both playing tonight, too.
I just think they
got to keep playing hard, and they're well coached, and we're expecting the same thing out of Kearney tonight, and we need a good solid fourth quarter games. But you know, on a couple of those, you know, Millard West came out in a completely different defense that we didn't know that they were going to come out in. But at the end of the day, you know, we had some kids grow up and make some plays. You know, Central, we turned the ball over a little bit, and they hit a couple of, you know, passes, and you got to give them credit. So, you know, both, like I said, both those teams are still alive right now. They're obviously very good football teams, and our kids know that Kearney is out of the same mold of them, and they're gonna, you know, demand our utmost attention, and they've got it.
Larry Martin with us for just another minute here on a pregame show on ESPN Radio as they are taking on the Bearcats tonight. You talked a little bit in general about Kearney showing you some things. I've always been interested in their platoon system at quarterback. Will you change defensive looks depending on which one's in the game?
You know, we really haven't. I kind of feel like, you know, Brandon does a great job with them, that they both do the same things when they're in there, at least our perception of it is. And, you know, they're both very good players. I admire for him his consistency out of that, because sometimes I think that's why coaches aren't too interested in doing that, is because they want to build that continuity. But I think they're both good players, and I think they both can run the ball fairly well. And, I should say fairly well. They both run the ball very well, one maybe just a little bit better than the other. And I think they both can throw the football. So I'm just amazed that, you know, with all their shifts and all their formations and the things that they do out of those, that they both execute it that well. So, they do a great job.
And as potent as you guys are on offense, sometimes the defense gets overlooked. And this Markel Vaughn looks like he can do a lot of things. I'm sure everybody on that side of the ball has done their job. But just looking at some of the stats and some of the things I've looked at here, he's pretty impressive.
Well, the biggest thing that we try to do is, you know, like everybody else is, you know, not to have wholesale change and play fast. And I think our kids have been able to do that. We get a good surge for the most part, usually up front on the D-line, and we've got good linebackers. But I would say that our overall team speed is on the defensive side of the ball. I've felt that we've been able to, you know, not too many teams are able to, you know, defend the spread and also be able to defend the run out of their base personnel. And I think our kids give us the flexibility to do that, not that they haven't made mistakes. And obviously they're going to be challenged tonight with a very good offense. And they're good about attacking the weaknesses of the defenses. So, but Markel, you bet, he's made some plays. And when he gets the ball in his hands, you know, our kids get pretty excited, on some returns and or interceptions and things like that. But we just got to be, you know, ready for those opportunities if they arise.
Larry, always a pleasure to chat with you. You guys have had a great year, and I know that you're looking to try and get back to Memorial Stadium. So best of luck and stay healthy.
Well, like I said, too, you know, I've been fortunate enough to get out to Kearney the last couple of years with the Shrine Bowl, and I know how much their community embraces, their athletics and how much influence they can have on their young people. And we're just honored to be out there and be a part of it all with them, and we're really looking forward to the challenge.
Well, he knows the lay of the land. It's Larry Martin, head football coach at Omaha North, and we'll chat with the Bearcats' Brandon Kuhl right after this on ESPN Radio.
Hi, I'm Sally McCann with AgXL, your liquid fertilizer application experts in Kearney, Nebraska. Harvest is coming to an end, which means a planting season is right around the corner. What if I told you that I could help increase your yields next year? Well, I can if you let AgXL design a system for you. Stop in our Kearney showroom or on the web at agxcel.com or call me, Sally McCann, at AgXL. That's AgXCEL, where precision meets the soil.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio as the Kearney High Bearcats take on the number one team in the state in Omaha North. Head coach Brandon Kuhl with us here. And coach, first off, congratulations. I know it had been a handful of seasons getting out of that first round, and the mission accomplished there.
yeah, we played extremely well defensively at Norfolk last week. We were able to get two touchdowns in the first half, one defensively and one offensively, and we're up 14-0, and then kind of turned it over to a field position slash defensive game. We had some opportunities early where we threw a couple fade passes, and they were able to intercept them by the standpoint of just out jumping us. And if we could have come down with a couple of those, it could have been 21-0 right away. But we held on for a great victory, just like how our kids played. They had a tremendous amount of confidence, and I'm hoping that confidence carries over for Omaha North.
Obviously, a couple of injuries, maybe back down what you want to do offensively in that ball game and put it on the shoulders of your defense.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Got a couple guys banged up there in the third quarter, and anytime you do that, we're just kind of scrambling to get any type of downhill run game going, and we didn't necessarily want to pass it to an awful lot to kind of keep things pretty simple. We had the field position in our back pocket. We had the ball at midfield almost the entire fourth quarter, and then we just punt and keep their offense inside the 20, and then they'd punt it back to us, and so we kind of worked back and forth for two or three series in the fourth quarter and just able to come out with a big victory.
So do you make Jacob Long the MVP, Friday?
You know what? Jacob did a great job. Norfolk did a tremendous job of trying to block your punt every time. And so I put in Alex Harrison to that group also because he's got to check and make sure everybody's lined up correctly so we can get man-on-man. And so between those two guys and the long snapper getting the ball back there, I was – Definitely, our punt team was MVPs in that game.
Talking with the head football coach at Kearney High, Brandon Cool, here on the New Tech Seed pregame show with Eli Keller and Brockton Sterling out. How will that change? Who has to step up offensively and defensively?
Well, offensively, we'll get into more of our spread stuff where it's going to be our two quarterbacks and then Urbanic in the backfield. And we'll bring Alex Harris into the football game and go with more of a three receiver set or four receiver set most of the time. And then defensively, we'll put Noah Urbanic over there on the strong side. He's going to have to play on top of a tight end, which he hasn't done very often. So it's been kind of a new experience for him defensively this week. And then we're not afraid to bring another big lineman in and put Brian Arp out there also. So we got guys, we got our best guys out in front here to hammer away versus their run game. And for us to survive, we're going to have to stop the run and then move the chains consistently offensively.
Coach, there's obviously two thoughts here. As you just said, surviving and then trying to be in this game in the fourth quarter, which only two teams have done so far this year against Omaha North. Have you had to put more prep time into this than almost any other game, or are you just saying we're going to stick with our basics and we need to execute?
Oh, no, we've completely game planned for this defense or for this offense, just like we do any other opponent. And I think the key is there's just certain things we can't do formation-wise offensively. Defensively, you're going to have to give them a lot of different looks, maybe bring a little bit more slanting or a little bit more stunting with your defensive ends, make your linebackers do a great job of scraping. Our secondary is going to have to do a great job of open field tackling and then try to defend the deep post or the fade pass. And so our secondary will have their hands full. But if we just get them stopped a couple of times, we got to get off to a good start. Those guys, I don't think, have been out of the metro area, with the exception of, I think, one trip to South Sioux City. And so to get those guys on the bus for 3 hours or the first quarter, the first half, is going to be a huge, huge key for us. And if you just let us hang around, we'll be pretty tough to compete with in that fourth quarter.
We're talking with Brandon Cool, Kearney High football coach, for just another couple of minutes. In Class A, you are going to, and your teams and your coaching staff have went up against some outstanding running backs before. How do you measure Calvin Strong against some of the greats that you've went up against?
Yeah, that's a great question. He's one of the better ones that we've seen in a long time here at Kearney High School. You see a variety of different guys. For example, the Lincoln Southeast guys like the Rude Boys that can just line up in the eye and just run straight downhill at you. And then you go against the Danny Woodheads of the world at North Platte, where they have a little bit more of shiftiness and speed-wise, kind of like the strong kid. And we've always enjoyed having those opportunities to go against those great backs. And so for us to survive, we got to get him stopped before he gets started. And then once we get him in our grasp, we've got to be able to have some pursuit. We got to have multiple guys there to get him wrapped up and get him to the ground. So they're going to make their adjustments, probably a little bit more limited than what we will. But we're going to try to give them a lot of different looks up front. So hopefully it confuses some of their linemen where we can kind of sneak in, maybe a deep of the lineman to get him stopped right away. And then we're going to have to make those guys spill it outside so our secondary and our linebackers can scrape and get those guys open field tackled. So the key for us is just not let that quarterback get away from us too many times, or let him hit that big deep fade or that big deep post and try to get the quick points up on the board.
Yeah, because they can go to the air for a team that runs it as much as they do. Peyton Nelson, over 1,200 yards through the air. Coach, do you see anywhere here where your Bearcats have an advantage? A lot of these guys on the line, sometimes these running backs can do it all on their own. Talk about the line matchup and where you may have an advantage any place in this game.
Well, I think they're extremely big up front, and they are not afraid to block down. They'll try to seal everything inside, and they'll take their backside guard, and they'll pull it on all that power stuff. And so for us, we're going to have to find some ways to get into the strong side by slanting, or if they want to pull, we got to be able to get our defensive ends to wrong arm that pulling guard or that fullback. And so the advantage that we have is they haven't seen basically the type of defense that we're going to show them, because we're going to try to make them spill it everywhere from inside out. And hopefully our linebackers and our speed guys on the outside can get it down to the turf here before he gets out in the open field.
Well, I know the game plan will be set, and you guys will have everything you can. It's very rare that a number one team is so good. Nobody wants to play them, but it's a great opportunity, and if somebody beats them, it's something to talk about forever.
Yep, you're exactly right. The nice advantage we have, we did the same thing a year ago. We were the 16th seed, went to Millard West, the number one seed, and gave a tremendous effort. In fact, we were ahead 16-14 in that third quarter.
Yep.
And our guys have talked about that. They've experienced it. They enjoy it. We have nothing to lose. We're going to pin our ears back, and I think you're going to see an energetic, competitive football team here on Friday night. And again, we're going to have to weather the storm early on, and if you give us a chance, we're hopefully take advantage of it.
All right, Brandon, we'll let you get back to work. As always, appreciate the chat, and best of luck here in the playoffs.
All right, thank you for your coverage.
That's Brandon Cool, head coach of the Kearney Bearcats. We'll be back with the New Tech Seed pregame show and starting lineups on ESPN Radio after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show, Craig Eck along with Brandon Peoples. Let's set the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings. First of all, the defensive lineup for Omaha North. Marquise Lewis at cornerback is a 180-pound senior. Trevon Armand, senior linebacker, 200 pounds. Jordan Strong, sophomore defensive lineman, 225. 160-pound junior defensive back, Terry Thomas. Patrick Jamison, a 188-pound senior defensive back. Noah Capazzo is a 200-pound senior linebacker. Jordan Johnson, senior 260-pound defensive lineman. And defensive end Jalen Onefeather is 230 pounds. He's a senior. Lining up against them, the Kearney offense, led by Peyton Pocock at quarterback. He is a senior, 175, as well as Jacob White, the co-quarterbacks. He is a senior and is also alternates with Pocock at the quarterback position. Dylan Nickel, wideout, senior, 180. Garrett Kreutzer, wideout, senior. Noah Urbanek, the sole veteran running back for Kearney tonight, sophomore, 6'2", 185. Alex Harris, wideout, 6'1", 175. Dylan Frueling, the other reserve running back. Defensive specialist Jared Smiley, a senior. Ian Stuchlik is a senior, 185 pounds. And Tommy Kuchera, another defensive specialist, is a junior. Brian Arp, defensive tackle and offensive guard, senior, 265. And here come the Kearney Bearcats onto the field as all the pregame introductions, national anthem, and everything is done here at the field. Speaking to the field, let's take a look at the field conditions brought to you by Pioneer Seed. Your representative, Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer and brand soybeans. With Craig Weegis, your Pioneer Seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. Well, the field conditions are short and sweet tonight. Unlike the game between these two teams 6 years ago in the quarterfinals, this field is beautiful. They played in Omaha in 2008. It was a lousy night for football. It was a lousy night for anything. It was a lousy night for Ducks that night. And the field that they played on at that time was under construction. And so it was not in good shape either. Or rather, the field they were going to play on was under construction. So they got relegated to an off field. And despite the valiant attempts by the Omaha Park and Rec people, it was not a pleasant night down on the field. But tonight, perfect conditions. We've got a wind out of the north at up to 15 to 20 miles per hour. And a beautiful night under the lights at Foster Field at Ron and Carol Cope Stadium. As far as the injury report is concerned, brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. The injuries tonight focus in the Bearcat backfield. Brockton Sterling, a running back, was knocked out several weeks ago. Eli Keller is out. He's a running back. Would have been 6'2", 217 to have in there, but he will not be available. And one other injury that they've carried through the season, or a good portion of the season. So the strong point, no pun intended, for Omaha North is their running back, Calvin Strong. Signed a letter of intent to play one of the South Dakota schools and has over 1,700 yards rushing this year, averages almost 10 yards per carry. So with that thought, we're about ready to tee things off here, and you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Terry and Jason Stark, check them out or call a New Tech Seed dealer near you. New Tech Seed. All right, the referees are approaching midfield. All of the games that you are hearing on the Platte River Radio family of stations through the playoffs and on the road to Lincoln are presented in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive at the corner of Stolly Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island, dinsdaleauto.com. By AgXL, your precision fertilizer application experts located in Kearney or online at agxcel.com. AgXL, where precision meets the soil. And Husker Power Products, irrigation and industrial engines, pumps and generators, huskerpowerproducts.com. The tee is set up on the Kearney side of the field for Tragen Gowan to give the opening kickoff a ride. Omaha North will get the ball first, and we will be able to see firsthand Calvin Strong, the excellent running back, senior 175-pounder, had over 2,000 yards last year, less this year, as you might have heard in the coaches' show, simply because he was dragging by this time in the season, and they decided they needed to give him more rest in the regular season. So his yardage not as great as it was last year in 2013. Standing back, the return man at the 10-yard line. It's a high, long kick by Long, and it'll be unreturnable. And it'll be first and 10, or by Gowan, rather, and it'll be first and 10 for Omaha North, the Vikings, from their own 20-yard line.
An exciting game here tonight. Kearney, of course, the underdog in this contest, but I got to think they're going to approach this pretty loosely here tonight. They got the home field advantage.
Kearney is excited to get into the second round of the playoffs. They were state champs in 2006. Back to pass is Peyton, the quarterback, and he gets it out in the flat to Marquise Lewis. Peyton Nelson is the quarterback. He wears number 9. He's a senior, 175. We were commenting here in the booth beforehand. We've got two teams. Each has a quarterback named Peyton, and none of them are the Broncos.
That's right.
Spreading out Marquise Lewis again, this time to the left side. The opening play was a pass from Peyton Nelson to Lewis. This time it's Strong. The running back goes to the right side. Got some room down the sidelines. Pushed out of bounds at the 40-yard line over there by Ian Stolick.
Strong just doing what he does best. He got to the outside. Picked up about 14 yards there. He's averaging about 9, 10 yards a carry.
That's a first and 10 for the Vikings at the 39-yard line. Their own 39, dressed in white tonight with the Viking horns and the blue sleeves, blue trim on the socks. Again, the handoff to Strong skips at the line of scrimmage, falls forward for about 2 yards out to the 41-yard line. Tackled there by Joseph Griffith.
2 yards. Going to be key here for Kearney to plug up the middle. Stack the box. He's going to get his yards, but got to do your best to contain Mr. Strong.
Check that. That tackle was Noah Urbanek. Eye formation. Dotting the I and taking the pitch is Strong. He's on the left side. Finds a cutback at the 45, 46, 47-yard line. And it'll be third down coming. And a couple to go. There was one Kearney Bearcat ended up falling on his keister about 7 yards in back of that play. And I don't know if he got powered out of that scrum or if he just tripped up, but it looked like he was collateral damage to the power run there by Calvin Strong. Third down coming. We'll call it 3. Nelson sets the offense. Wides both ways. That's Marquise Lewis wide to the left. They give it to Strong. Strong goes left side, and he's going to get wrapped up there by Ian Stutzschlick.
I think he easily picked up the first down. He's right just shy of the 50-yard line.
They're moving the chains. And so right inside, you called it right inside the 50-yard line. It is first and 10 for Omaha North. Kearney dressed in all blue tonight, the Bearcat blue. White trimming, white helmets, white socks. Under center, now faking the run, back to pass. Nelson lets it go, and he's got Lewis, but in and out of the hands. Nice defensive play there by Kearney's Dylan Nickel. That was that skinny post pattern that they talked about fearing earlier in the game. That's one thing when you've got a running back that's north of 1,700 yards, it's pretty easy to get the defense to bite on the play action, and that play is wide open, but that was well covered by Dylan Nickel.
Absolutely. Just got enough of a hand up there to spot it away.
Fullback Brandon Simpson is in now for North. On the delay, there's Strong. He's got across the 45, down to the 40, still going. Coming up, put a big paw on him was Garrett Kreitzer and pulls him down after he got the first down at about the 35-yard line. Call it the 34.
Not the best tackling that time by Kearney. Trying to wrap Strong up by the shoulder pads. So that'll get to the longer than that.
Strong has got Strong is swift, but he's not lightning fast straight away. He's as shifty as all get out. He plants that foot, and he's like a water bug going back into the cutback lane. And he dots the eye this time with two wide outs. Pitch, left side, Strong, 35-30. Hauled down by Jacob White. And that will bring up second down and five.
Check that. That was actually Tavion Seals that time, number three with the carry. So went with a different back that time.
He's a junior, 155-pound, listed as the fullback. They're taking their, they are not a quick tempo team. They set things up. Davion Reed, wide out left side this time. I formation. And there again is Simeon. And I wonder if something's wrong with Strong, because he's going to get taken back for about a 10-yard loss. We'll see where they mark his progress. But Tavion Seals took the carry that time as well. Good catch on that, Brandon, because I just was in a Calvin Strong mode, and I didn't even see the substitution play go. And he's still in there at tailback, and Strong is nowhere to be seen on the field of action. Wow, that could be big. Peyton Nelson under center. Back to pass. Looks long to the sideline. He's got a man, and I think it's complete for a first down at the 18-yard line to Marquise Lewis.
Nice catch. Picks up 14 yards that time. And he had to go all out. Just caught it as he was falling out of bounds on the far sideline.
Dylan Nickel on the coverage there, but there was nothing he could do. That was a really nice square out. And he caught it, dragged his legs as he went out of bounds. Wides both ways, I formation. Seal is still the tailback. Nope, they're Strong back in there now. He cuts inside the 15, down to the 10, 9-yard line. There's a contrast there, so I have no idea what the issue was there. As Strong sat out two or three plays, and he was that time very quick, so maybe he had an equipment malfunction.
Could have been. He picks up a first down on the first down.
We have no score. 8:15 to go in the first period of play. You're listening to Class A quarterfinal football here on ESPN Radio, 1460, 1550. Give to Strong on the right side. Cuts back and gets to the 5. Falls to the 4-yard line. Covered there by Jared Smalley. Second down, goal to go, hand off Strong, pushes the crowd forward, and gets down inside the 2-yard line. And third down and goal to go coming now for the Omaha North Vikings. Took the ball at their own 20-yard line and have gone all the way to the shadow of the goalposts, to the 2-yard line, facing third down and goal. Strong into the end zone, touchdown, Omaha North. 80-yard drive, mixing passing and running. And Omaha North draws first blood with Strong, who sat out a couple of plays for whatever reason, capping off that drive from two. Extra point attempt now. Snap is down. Kick is up. And the kick is good. And slamming it through was Austin Heim, the junior kicker. And Omaha North has a 7-0 lead. And we're back in 30 seconds with their kickoff to Kearney on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
80-yard drive, running and kicking, or running and passing, and it is now 7-0 with the extra point kick.
A nice drive by Omaha North that time. Took a lot of time off the clock, and Calvin Strong with 56 yards on that drive.
6:57 to go in the first. Here comes the kickoff. It's a high one, and it's going to be taken by Connie, but a whistle blows, and we may have an offside on the kicking team.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics.
So that'll be a 5-yard
Fanatics
mark
Sports
off
Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Okay, it'll be a redo on the kick after the offsides on Omaha North. And it's a short kick. And goes
out of bounds.
And so that's two consecutive special teams penalties, technically, on Omaha North. And Kearney can, of course, decline it, take the position, and it'll be decent field position as they should be at about the 35-yard line.
It's a great field position.
Out to the 40-yard line, actually, is what they're saying. And the starting quarterback is Jacob White in the shotgun. He's got slot receivers both ways, wideouts both ways. Nobody in the backfield. He sends one man in motion on the fake jet sweep. That was Noah Urbanek coming from right to left, but they get penalized before they could get it going.
And all of a sudden, this game's kind of gotten off to a screeching halt. Three penalties in a row.
7-0 Omaha North, taking an 80-yard drive in for the score. And Kearney gets the ball for the first time here in the ballgame. 6:56 to go, first period. And again, they go with wide receivers and slots both ways. White still in as the quarterback. And they fake the sweep right side. Ball is on the ground as White had a foul on it back at the 25-yard line. And so Kearney is going in the wrong way. They're going north against North, and North is toward their own end zone.
Yeah, 9-yard loss on the sack. And it was just a broken play all the way from the get-go. Ball was put on the ground. They had to hurry to pick it up.
All right, this time, Urbanek stands side by side with White. Man in motion. They flip it to him. Flea flicker back to pass out into the flat. On the option was Jake Waller. But he overthrew the intended receiver, who I believe to be Alex Harris. And that will be an incomplete pass. It'll now be fourth down coming. Oh, wait a minute. Third down because of the penalty. That's right.
Right.
Third down coming. And Kearney has to get up to the 40-yard line. They're now at their 25. Again, they fake the jet sweep. Now it's reverse, flea flicker back, and it falls incomplete. And so they tried some trickeration there a couple of times, and didn't do much good.
Ah, yeah.
Maybe a punting situation now for the Bearcats.
Not a good start for the Bearcats. You getting started with the trickery, I don't know. against a very good Omaha North team. Now, sometimes the gamble works, sometimes it doesn't.
Well, the hope for Brandon Cool was to jump on these guys quick and try and hang with them. And so far, that has not taken place. And so back to do the kicking is Alex Harris, and he booms it. Nice kick, and it's going to go inside the 10-yard line. They're going to down it inside the 5-yard line. Great kick there by Alex Harris.
Well, that's a great way to undo a bad series by Kearney, as that nets all the way down inside the 5. That looks like it's pretty close to the 1-yard line. It is on the 1.
And so Kearney, which gave up an 80-yard drive the first time around, now has 99 yards in back of them to defend. Strong is in as the running back, the tailback, standing deep in the end zone. Under center, Nelson. Handoff goes to Strong, and he'll battle for a little bit of daylight, and that's about all he gets is a little bit of daylight to about the 5-yard line. And it'll be second down, 4-yard line. It'll be second down and 6 coming from about the 4-yard line. They need to get around the 10 or 11 for the first down. 5.5 to go first period. North on top of Kearney, 7-0. Strong stands in the eye once again. And the handoff goes straight up the middle. Some power football to get some daylight to Strong, and he'll get up to close to the 10-yard line, and it'll be third down and 2.
Well, Strong just doing what he does best there, picking up yardage just in chunks right here. Imagine they'll probably go back to him here on the short, third and short.
They spread wide receivers two ways. Lewis and Vaughn. And Strong dots the eye, gets the pitch, comes left, and leans forward and should have the first down. He's beyond the 11 and nearly the 14-yard line. And so a new set of downs for Calvin Strong and the Omaha North Vikings. Kind of dodged a little bit there. No matter whether you're the number one team in the state and having come off a touchdown drive or not, it's never comfortable to have your tailback that deep in the end zone.
Absolutely not.
4:19, first period, 7-0 Omaha with the snap and the handoff and fighting for virtually no yardage was Strong. He got hit in the backfield, spun, then got back maybe to the line of scrimmage and averted a negative play, which he's not used to. Actually, they do mark it back about a fraction of a yard, maybe 2/3 of a yard. And it'll be second down coming and just more than 10 to go now. As Marquise Lewis comes wide to the left side, Strong is the tailback, pitch. Right side, Strong, strings it out, tries to find the cutback, and Kearney doesn't let him. Jacob White was in there on the tackle, and it was a pickup of about 6 yards if you tack on the minus one that they had to overcome. So it'll be third down and about 5 yards to go for North. Be a big hold here if Kearney could get it back and kind of get their sea legs under him again.
I'm looking for the play-action pass right here.
Strong is the setback. They fire in the flat. It's Lewis out there. He's got it. Turns it upfield to about the 35-yard line. Marquise Lewis, 180-pound speedster, took it in the flat and got up to the 35-yard line where it'll be a first and 10 for Omaha. So Kearney can't hold that time, so they just start all over again.
Well, that was
clock stopped at 3:01.
Thought that was a pretty good play both on both sides. The defender didn't let himself get beat.
Vaughn to the right, Lewis to the left. Tailback gets the pitch. That's Strong, right side, and goes forward for about 4 or 5 yards. He'll get the 40-yard line, not much more. Over on the tackle there was Aaron Griffith. And they send this time Lewis wide to the right side. And Martin to the left. Delay handoff. It goes to Strong, and Strong gets spun down right about where he needed to be for the first down. I think they'll give him progress beyond the 45, and they do, and the chains move again. 2:23, first period. Omaha North took the opening kickoff, ran it, and passed it 80 yards for the score. Kearney was futile in its efforts to respond with a couple of efforts at trickery that didn't work. Wides both ways now. Same I formation this time. Nelson back to pass in the flat right side. Gets it over that time. I think that was Lewis again.
I believe I'm
on the right side.
I believe that is actually Davion Reed, number 11, had that catch. Lewis was here on the near side.
1 too many 1s.
Yeah.
Okay, Lewis goes wide to the right side this time. And the handoff goes to Strong. And Strong fights forward, check that. Handoff goes to Tavion Seals, who had a couple of carries in that last drive. They must be doing that on purpose now that I think about it, because they were talking about not wanting to run Strong as much as they had in the past. And if this has been the case all year long, that would explain the 300 or so less yards than Strong had this year, because they're just trying to keep the kid fresh for this late in the season. He kind of ran out of gas in the playoffs last year. Wide receivers both ways. This time the tailback gets it again. It Seals, and Seals falls forward to the 40-yard line of Kearney. That'll be enough for a first down. And again, the word relentless comes to mind.
Yeah, you betcha. Seals that time with a 4-yard pickup. Now Strong already with 15 carries for 87 yards, so he's already been worked a lot here. Imagine we'll see a little bit more of Tavion Seals.
Coming to the line of scrimmage, Nelson under center, checks the defense, back to pass now, fires long, there's that post pattern, there's Lewis, there's a touchdown. Omaha North deadly on the play action, Lewis running virtually free, caught it and almost backed into the end zone as he reeled the pass in. And with 56 seconds to go in the first period of play, that long score of about, what, 40 yards?
41 yards.
41-yard TD pass on a 98-yard drive. To Lewis. And the extra point attempt is up, and it is good, and it is 14-0 with 56 seconds to go in the first period. And Kearney has to try and figure something out. We'll see if they do when we come back in a minute here on ESPN Radio 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Omaha North tees up the ball and gives it a ride. And it's a short kick, bounces off a Kearney player, and they fall on it. And Kearney again will have decent field position at about the 40-yard line. One minute to go in the first period. man in motion. Pocock is in there now as quarterback. He throws one into the flat, and it's almost picked off by Martin.
Oh.
The defensive back for Omaha North. Javon Ammons was the man that almost picked it off.
Boy, and he had big eyes that time, and if he'd have caught that, he would have been out there for six.
All right. Second down coming. 10 yards to go. Only 3 seconds off the clock there. 53 seconds to go, first period. Firing in and out of the hands of the intended receiver for Kearney, Dylan Fruling. And it goes incomplete. Third down coming in, 10 yards to go. And Kearney has not had a first down tonight. They've had very little positive traction at all.
Yeah, and this is not looking good here on this series at all. A couple of incompletions.
Third down play. Pocock fumbles the snap, picks it up, going to get blasted back at the 31-yard line. And Kearney is going to have to punt again. And once again, Jacob Long is going to have to come in and try and do his best as he did last time and try and pin Omaha North back. But Omaha North got the ball at their own 2-yard line and drove it 98 yards for a touchdown. So they've had TD drives of 80 and 98 yards. There's Long's kick, and it's another beauty. Goes inside the 10, bounces, although, and skips into the end zone. That's a nice kick, but goes in for the touchback. And Omaha North will get it now at their 20-yard line. Strong has been a factor into this ball game, but he's not been a dominant factor. It appears that both he and his alter ego, Tavian Seals, have been equally effective in steady, short ground game. Now let's see who's standing in the backfield. I think that is Seals at tailback again. He'll get it, tries off the left side, and he's going to get stood up there by a number of Bearcat players. I see Brian Arp in there. I don't think he made the tackle. I think the man that made the tackle in penetration was Noah Urbanek.
And was that Seals on the carry that time? I
couldn't. That was Seals. Yeah, he's in there now. Tavian Seals. And a timeout is called here. So we'll take a one-minute timeout on ESPN Radio 14. No, wait a minute. That's not a timeout. It's the end of the quarter. Lost myself. End of run. The score is 14-0 North over Kearney. Back in a minute on 14-60 and 15-50 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
All right, it is opening play of the second period coming, and it'll be Omaha North's ball at the 18-yard line. Second down, and 12 yards to go. Loss of two on that last play of the first half. Here's the give to Strong, and Strong has a run all the way out to the 25-yard line, battling all his way, and taking Jake Waller back with him as he went down. And that will be third down coming and 4 yards to go.
97 yards now for Calvin Strong. And as we are just early into the second quarter.
I formation, wide receivers both ways for North. Pitch to the left side. Strong turns on the Jets, gets across the 42. Out to about the 44-yard line. We'll see where they spot it. They'll probably split the difference at about the 42 and a half, 42. And that is enough for a first down for Omaha North. With two successive scoring drives of 80 and 98 yards, they're on the drive again. This time at the 42, back to pass. Nelson fakes once, now firing long. He's got Lewis out there. Lewis cannot catch up to the rainbow, and it fell in the end zone just beyond the outstretched arms of Marquise Lewis. And that long pass is becoming just as threatening as a run by Calvin Strong.
Well, everything is clicking for Omaha North, whereas on the other side, it's just not clicking offensively for Kearney. Really, the bright spot for Kearney has been the punting game. That's about it.
The bright spot is a punting game. Not many bright spots. And that's the way it's been so far tonight. Wide outs both ways. Pitch, Strong, right side. Can't find the cutback. And nice pursuit there by Kearney as they bring him down after about a 3 or 4 yard gain there. That was Brian Arpin on the play. And it'll bring up third down and 5 yards to go. The long incompletion put them back in arrears on the down and distance count now. They haven't faced that many third and fives all night long. Martin comes back in as one of the receivers. Nelson comes over and checks with him on the play. Strong dots the eye. Back to pass in the flat. Nelson overshoots his intended receiver. That was Terry Thomas, the 5'10 junior, couldn't get the vertical. And so it'll be fourth down, and the indications are the first punt of the night for Omaha North.
And Nelson, the line on him so far, he's completed 5 passes. He's 5 of 8, 84 yards so far here in the game.
Dylan Fruling is back to return the kick. Standing at his 10-yard line in single safety. Jordan Strong for Omaha is standing down. Now they're switching things up. There's some confusion out here.
False start.
You call against Omaha North. And now they're going to get marked back another 5 yards. It looked like they had what was going on. They had like 2 squads out there. Like 22 guys on the field.
Well, that'd be a penalty for sure.
Yeah, they're doing all right with 11. Devon Irons is in the ball game as I'm going to assume he's going to be one of the special teams. Bullets. Cole Bixler is in, if indeed this is going to be a punt. I've seen resolutions get through the Senate faster than this thing is going on. There's an official's timeout, apparently, because they're talking to somebody. They got Martin, the linebacker slash tight end H-back over there by him, by the official. And he comes out. And 3 officials now standing by the ball. 10:21 to go until halftime.
I don't know what's going on here because it's just an official's timeout, but it's almost like North's getting a free timeout here.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell what's going on with regard to that.
Perhaps it's they're picking up the flag now.
Let's reset it here. Kearney held for the first time tonight after giving up two long touchdown drives, one of 80, one of 98 yards. They held after a 3rd and 5. There was a punt formation indicated by Omaha North. Fruling is back, standing at about the 15-yard line in single safety. In the meantime,
Nothing has happened. Hunter.
So
standing back in now.
Since I waved the flag off, instead of being fourth and nine, now it's going to be fourth and four from the 48.
Oh. Cole Bixler is still the punter. That hasn't changed. He didn't graduate in the meantime. There's the center snap, and it's a high kick, and Freeling indicates a fair catch, and he will take it inside the 10-yard line. That's probably a good call on his part. You don't want to let the ball go in the end zone. You want to field it inside a certain point and inside even further and let it go through. But that time, I think there wasn't enough of a certainty that it was not going to roll dead in the fathers, and he took it.
Well, this is where Kearney needs to get going here. So far, they have minus 17 yards of offense. They have not had a first down yet, and it's been dominated here by Omaha North.
10-14 to go now in the half. Banner sanitation halftime report upcoming. In the gun is the quarterback who, on the option, keeps it and is smothered. Jacob White back in at quarterback for Kearney. And that read option just read nothing.
Loss of four on the second down, 14.
Yeah, loss.
And a 4-yard loss. Second down, 14 yards coming for Kearney. And now their tailback is standing deep in the end zone. Noah Urbanek. He'll get the call, and he crashes forward for a yard, maybe. He hit a brick wall there. And after all this, I don't know what you can do other than this and hope for a good punt. But remember now, Kearney is going to punt into the wind.
Mm-hmm. From their end zone.
For the first time tonight. Yeah, from their end zone, it would appear. Unless they can figure something out here that will happen quickly. What I mean is a quick developing play, either a quick slant pattern or something that is going to get them out of trouble. Quick slant pattern hit down here could go a long ways if they're getting back with that level of defenders. Bad snap, and now White has to pull it down, and he's going to run, and he gets him running here off to the 20, 25, 30, and out to the almost 30-yard line. Wow.
That was the best possible scenario for the Bearcats, facing third and 16 from their two. And
Jacob White pulled it down and ran it all the way out down the 35-yard line. First and 10 for Kearney.
First positive gain for Kearney here in this ballgame.
And now White leaves the ballgame, and Pocock is in as quarterback. Back to pass. He fires, and it fires right into the hands of Martin. And Martin has it good to 30, 25-20. And he's going to be run out of bounds at the 20-yard line. He was right in the face of the quarterback, not figuratively, or not literally, but figuratively, because they were just standing about 10 yards apart. He fired the ball, and Martin took it for the interception and took it down inside the 30 to the 20-yard line, and that is where Omaha North has it first and 10. So this is their first short field opportunity. As Peyton Nelson comes up under center, and Calvin Strong stands in the tailback slot. Wide receivers both ways. Lewis is wide to the left side, and Thomas wide to the right. Handoff goes to Strong. He skirts the right side, or tries to. Got nothing there. Kearney did a good job of stringing him out. And Aaron Griffin, again, with a nice effort on defense, pulls down Calvin Strong. And we'll see where they mark the ball. We've got a bad angle here, but it looks like he might have gotten a 2 or 3 yard gain, but there's a penalty marker down.
Yeah, this one might be coming back.
And so they had a holding on to that. It'll be first down, but it's going to be a spot foul. And it'll be first down and about 20 yards to go. Lewis goes wide to the left side. And a timeout is going to be called here by Omaha North. And so with 8:16 to go until halftime, your score. The Vikings of North 14, the Bearcats of Kearney nothing. We're back in a minute on 1460 and 1550 AM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck.
First pass coming back after the timeout, incomplete near the end zone for Omaha North. It's going to bring up a second down and 10 yards to go for Omaha North with the short field. Back to pass as Nelson fires, this time a fade into the end zone, overshoots Lewis. And third down coming, and Kearney may be able to hold here and get out of it with nothing more than a field goal for North.
It's third.
Go time here now. Kearney, if they could hold here, this would be a nice defensive stand and something positive for them maybe to build on here in this ballgame.
8:03, clock has stopped after that incompletion. The wind is really whipping up out of the north now, and under center with Strong in the tailback slot gets the delay call. He's got it, and he's inside the 15. Fights his way down close to the 10-yard line. Calvin Strong on the delay. Takes it almost enough for the first down. We'll see how far they got it. They needed about 20 yards to go, and he picked about 17 of those up. Fourth down and 3.
Nice play by Calvin Strong. Of course, so we come to expect that so far here. He's proven himself well here in this game. Has 133 yards so far rushing.
Clock at 7:30 to go until halftime. 14-0. Omaha North with two long drives, given a gift on an interception moments ago, working on a short field, and now have it fourth down and 2 from the 10. Strong cuts inside, in the end zone, touchdown Omaha North, third touchdown of the night, second for Calvin Strong.
Just found a seam right in the middle. Can't give him an open lane like that. He just went right in, virtually untouched for 10 yards.
That's with 7:12 to go in the second. And now North will attempt its third extra point. Austin Heim, the 5'9 junior, is perfect tonight so far and continues to be so, 3 for 3. And it is now 21-0. And we're going to take a timeout on ESPN Radio Superstation and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Back in 30 seconds.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Seven 12 to go now in the first half. Kearney has had a rough night of it so far. Given up two long drives. Given up a short field touchdown after an interception by Pocock.
And now Omaha North is about ready to make its fourth kickoff.
I think the football fell off the tee. They were all running to kick it. It's kind of like the Charlie Brown cartoons.
Blame it on the Great Pumpkin.
There you go.
And so now who comes in to hold it? James Morton comes in to put his finger on the tip of the ball. And the kicker gives it a ride. And coming back the other way is Kearney on the return. 10-15, stutter step at the 20-yard line. And hauled down at about the 20-yard line. I think that was Frueling on the return. And it'll be first and 10 for Kearney, which has had one play tonight worth talking about. That potentially was an ad-lib play. Maybe it was a called run by the quarterback, but the run from about their 5-yard line out to the 35 by Jacob White is the most productive play of the night and really the biggest drive of the night for Kearney.
Went for 30 yards. That was it.
Wides both ways now. White is in there at quarterback. Trips to the right side. Single wide out left side. Option, keeper by White. He'll get maybe 3-4 yards. Bring up second down and 7 to go.
Yeah, White doing a good job that time to get something out of nothing. The option play wasn't there that time. Picks up 3 yards.
Now Pocock is back into the ball game as quarterback. He stands in the pistol. One man by him, wing off the left side, double wides to the right side. Now they fire in the flat. Urbanic is the intended receiver, and he can't bring it down. It was a high pass. And so that incompletion brings up third down and a continuing 7 yards to go for the Kearney High Bearcats.
Well, the way this Viking defense has been playing, it's been smothering. It's almost like they've got a pillow and they just keep trying to suffocate Kearney's offense. And it's been pretty relentless so far.
So drives of 80, 98, and approximately 20 have given Omaha North a 21-point lead now. In the pistol, and now they flip it back to Waller. He'll try the halfback option, fires, and it is incomplete. Intended for Alex Harris over on the far sideline. He just flat ran out of running room. He was running to his right looking for a receiver, and oops, there was the sideline. He had to get rid of it.
Yep, and he's lucky he didn't cross the point where you're not allowed to throw again. I forget what they call that line there. But you can only go so far to throw the pass.
Punt formation now. Kearney in its umpteenth punt of the evening is blocked. Omaha North blocks it, and they scoop it up at the 10-yard line. The ball may still be loose. Now coming up with it is a defender for Omaha North, Jordan Strong. I don't know if he's a relation to him or not, but it's going to be first and goal to go inside the 10-yard line. I wish I could see exactly who blocked that punt. I'm going to take a guess and say it was Day Jones or Jalen Onefeather in there. On the block, it was either 88 or 98, one of those two gentlemen. But now Kearney is just having everything go wrong. Before, it was just their offense couldn't get started, and their defense had to sustain some long defenses. But now the special teams have fallen apart. Wides both ways. Pitch, Strong, run blitz comes through, and, boy, somebody almost stripped the ball away from Calvin Strong. They retain possession. But not much on the gain, and it'll be second down and goal to go from outside the 5. I would say that Omaha North has the option of coming away here with at least a field goal based on what I've seen from the place kicking from the PAT guy. 5:40 to go until half.
I was just going to say absolutely.
Under center is Peyton Nelson. Strong dots the eye. Nelson back to pass. Fires into the end zone. He's got a man wide open standing there waiting for the ball. That was his big tight end. Man, that guy's huge.
He sure is.
That is
Morton. I think it was James Morton.
No, that was Daquan Walker.
Okay.
And so here's the point. It's 27-0 now on that. And here comes the point after. And it is true and through, and it is now 28-0, Omaha North leading Kearney. And so far, a one-sided contest. 5:29 to go until halftime. You're listening to ESPN Radio Superstation 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Back in 30 seconds.
Hi, I'm Sally McCann with AgXL, your liquid fertilizer application experts in Kearney, Nebraska. Harvest is coming to an end, which means a planting season is right around the corner. What if I told you that I could help increase your yields next year? Well, I can if you let AgXL design a system for you. Stop in our Kearney showroom or on the web at agxcel.com or call me, Sally McCann, at AgXL. That's AgXCEL, where precision meets the soil.
5:29 to go till halftime. We'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We'll deliver you some scores here from Valentino's as time permits in the next 5 minutes of play. Here's the kickoff, and Urbanek is coming back with it on the 15, cuts back at the 20. Urbanek out to the 25, 26-yard line. Nice run back by Urbanek of Kearney. And decent field position. Kearney's just got to forget the last two series. Forget the interception. Forget the block punt and move the chains. That's all you can do.
They'd like to sniff past the 50-yard line if possible. They haven't had a whole lot of success, as you heard. 5:19 left to play here in the second quarter.
Wind pretty steady out of the north, and Kearney is running into that. Pocock is in the quarterback position now. He's got trips and almost quadruples to the right side. Keeps it himself, goes forward beyond the 25 out to close to the 30-yard line, and he'll get pushed back.
He picked up about 4 yards.
Yeah, be second down and 6 coming.
He's been sacked a couple times here in this game as well, so still trying to get into positive territory as far as the yardage is concerned.
Pocock looking to the sidelines. And now he goes into the count, standing in the pistol. Fake the handoff, ball's on the ground. And who's on it? Omaha North. So in the last three, they've hit the trifecta. They've thrown an interception, had a block punt, and now put it on the ground on a bad exchange. And Omaha North is in the driver's seat, 28-0 with a short field ahead. The ball will be spotted at the 25-yard line.
That's a punch in the gut right there. Can't put the ball on the ground.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say, we got to give credit to Omaha North. They've just been making play after play so far.
Every facet of the game, special team, defense, offense. Nelson under center. And he goes back, fires into the end zone. Complete to Lewis. Should be a touchdown. Let's see. Yes. Marquise Lewis. And that was a classy-looking play. I tell you what. Nelson hit him as he went up for it and came down in the end zone. Half his body out of bounds, but the lower half in bounds. Delayed call on the TD, but a TD nonetheless. And it's 34-0 in favor of Omaha North. And here comes the PAT, and he is a perfect 5 for 5.
Oh, that one was no good.
Uh-oh. Well, there is a chink in Omaha North's armor, apparently. Yep. And it is that every fifth PAT. 4:22 to go until halftime. And your score, Omaha North 34, Kearney nothing. Back in a half minute on ESPN Radio, Superstation 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
34-0, 4:22 to go. Here comes, in the first half, here comes the North kickoff. It's a long one, and it is over the hand of Urbanek, goes in and through the end zone, and touchback. Kearney will get it first and 10 at the 20-yard line. Kearney came into this thing 6-3. They lost to Grand Island. They lost to Lincoln East. They lost to Millard West. And Omaha North is perfect on the season. You might hear a little more wind now. We're seeing more debris on the field. They say there's some front coming through, and we're going to have a pretty active weekend wind-wise, and then the temperatures are going to fall to polar vortex levels next week. Yeah, if I hear that word one more time, I'm going to. But anyhow, it can't change what's happening here. Here's the short snap, the pistol formation, and trying to work it to the right side. Urbanek is hauled down nearly immediately. And for about a four-yard loss, as a matter of fact, and it'll be second down coming and 13 or 14 yards to go. If you've been at Foster Field for a Kearney High ball game, you know that they have the pictures and numbers of many of the players sitting up on the sideline facing the crowd. All of those have blown over now or been taken down so they don't. They're laying flat. And now the quarterback mishandles the snap. Ball comes free, and Omaha has now picked it up. North has picked it up and brought it inside the 10-yard line. That, again, was a bad exchange. In at quarterback that time was Jake White. And North will again get an extremely short field, and we're probably going to have a running clock on this.
Yeah, four turnovers now, and they've all been here in the second quarter.
It's a 34-point lead for Omaha North, and on yet another turnover. This is the so they've had one INT, they've had two fumbles, and one block kick, and that's all within the last approximately 10 minutes. Handoff goes to Tavion, and he goes into the end zone. Touchdown for Omaha North. That is Tavion Seals in relief of Calvin Strong. They may give Strong the rest of the night off.
Yeah, why not? Save him for next week, because the way this game's going, they're going to be continuing on in the playoffs.
Tavion Seals with a run from about 5 yards out.
They called a penalty on that, Craig. So,
all right, well, we'll take the points off. It's down to 34-point lead again now. That was a good-sized penalty, looks like.
It was a procedure call, false start.
So that's going to put the ball out to the 10-yard line. And I'm just looking at everybody trying to deal with the wind. There's a lot of people leaving the stands and going undercover. And the pylons in the end zone have now flown down, and all of the wind indicators at the top of the... There must be something about this matchup that just makes the weatherman just go, handoff straight up the middle. And Kearney stops at the 5-yard line. I believe that was Seals again.
Yep.
And so I think we may have seen the last to Calvin Strong. If Omaha North prevails, it would look like they would have a good shot at meeting Grand Island. Trying to figure out if that would be here or there. And that may take a while. We'll try to get that for you. There's Nelson under center. Handoff again. Seals puts the head down, drives, and did he get into the end zone? It's going to be close. He did not. It'll be third down and goal to go. The ball at the 2-yard line. 2:38 to go in the first half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is upcoming. Kearney Catholic with a thriller. 22-21 win. The last couple of seconds. Handoff again seals. Again, he drags a tackler, and again, into the end zone for Omaha North. And now it is 40 to nothing.
Now the hurt is on here by Omaha North. They've just been creating opportunity after opportunity. And on the last three series, they've had really short fields.
So here comes the opportunity again for a conversion. It is up.
It's good.
And it is good. So it is 41-0. 2:17 to go till halftime. And I'll tell you what, let's just keep it here. And let me give you some scores here. We deliver the score to you, and Valentino's of Kearney delivers to your door. 21-0. Well, there's what I was looking for. 21-0, Grand Island leading Millard West at halftime. And it would appear that if North wins tonight, they're going to host Grand Island. Isn't that right?
That's correct.
Omaha Central leading Creighton Prep 20-16. Papillion-La Vista South over Millard North 28-14. That's in quarter number two. Scott losing to Seward 13-10 at halftime. All right, here comes the North kick with a wind. This thing could go to Minden. It's a high kick. It will be fielded back. Urbanic kicks it out to 10-15, stutter step out to about the 20-yard line. And Kearney will set the ball in play inside their 20-yard line. Continuing on, Ashland Greenwood beat Grand Island Central beat them at 37-7 at Grand Island Central Catholic, so they'll play Cozad. Kearney Catholic beat SCOTUS this afternoon. They will play the winner of the Boone Central Norfolk Catholic game. And Battle Creek is leading Archbishop Bergen 17-0. St. Cecilia has Aquinas by three at the half, 10-7. Here's the handoff to Urbanic, and he hits a brick wall at the 20-yard line in the form of the Omaha North Viking defensive line. Hardington Cedar Catholic leading Freeman 41-7, or in fact beating Freeman 41-7 now. And they will move on and play the Oakland Craig team. Here's another final. This is at D6. Riverside and Spalding Academy will meet up right here at UNK on Friday night for the D6 championship. Hand off to Urbanic. They had a run blitz on, and Urbanic is just smothered in the backfield. And it's going to bring up third down and 10 yards to go. Kearney High still unable to do a lick of good on offense.
Yeah, it's almost not fair. You know, the good defense, obviously, by Omaha North, but Kearney just has had no success.
Here's the third down play with 10 to go. Pitch. Right side, Urbanic gets it out close to the 20. And that's not enough. And so that's going to bring up fourth down and about 9 yards to go. That was about a 3-yard pickup after the loss earlier. Platte River Radio football playoff sponsors. Presenting sponsors include AgXL, your precision fertilizer application experts located in Kearney. Online at agxcel.com. AgXL, where precision meets the soil. Here comes the punt into the wind. Long kicks a line drive, and it kind of dies at the 40. Takes a little bit of a Kearney bounce, and it'll be downed at the 48-yard line by Urbanic. And so North will take over with 23 seconds to go. Can you say play action and post pattern? I think that may happen, because although the big problem has been with the wind out of the north and at their back, when he's reared back and fired it, it's gone too long for even the speedster Lewis.
I almost wonder if maybe North's taking advantage of that wind here, the way they've been playing on defense.
Well, I mean, it's not a good condition, but hey, it's the same thing for both teams. And they're just going to kneel it. They're going to kneel it. And Peyton Nelson gives the ball to the referee as the clock still shows 15 seconds until halftime. Kearney says, nuts to that, we're heading to the locker room. Omaha North walks to the far side of the field and gathers together. Well, Kearney goes into the north end of the field. And officially, we are, boom, at halftime right now. So at the end of one half of play, it's the Vikings of Omaha North 41, Kearney nothing. And we'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report in 2 minutes here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM, as well as Platte River Preps Online.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
Back at ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550. And our Ravenna Sanitation halftime report brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Your trash is their treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in the local Yellow Pages. Well, if you had local Yellow Pages out tonight, they'd be fluttering around like nuts because the wind is now... Brandon, if you get a chance, check the wind speed now on one of the websites, because it was a steady, slow wind in the beginning of the game, 10, 15, maybe gusting up to 20. Now I'm going to say that we're talking about 40 mile an hour out of the north every so often.
Check that.
And the streamers on top of the goalposts are extending straight out, pointing due south. And... as I said, the pylons in the north end zone, only one is standing. Only one is standing in the north end zone, and in the south end zone, they're all on the ground. So I mean, it's been and the cards, the spirit cards that the Kearney Bearcat players appear on, facing the crowd in the west stands here at Ron and Carol Cope Stadium. And it shows the player and their number and their name. And it's all very nice until the wind came up. And then all of a sudden they started getting blown around. And some of the folks from Kearney had to come and take them down, or they'd have been, as I said, blown to Minden or inside a Cushing Coliseum, something like that. But it's a substantial wind that if the score here were any closer, we'd maybe talk more about. Now it's just unpleasant, but I don't think that the way things are going right now, that really a meaningful offense or defense is going to be affected by it. So it's halftime. It's 41-0. Kearney suffered an interception, a blocked punt, and two fumbles all in succession. Those were all on successive possessions, four turnovers in a row. They don't have 20 yards in offensive yardage yet. And Omaha North is right now in command enough so that their star running back, Calvin Strong, we think is probably going to take the rest of the night off. As we talked to coaches earlier this week, the reason that Calvin Strong has weaker numbers this year than last is last year he carried the rock all the time and got over 2,000 yards. This year they're trying to save his legs so they can go deeper into the playoffs, and he's averaging 9.8 yards per carry. He's got 25 TDs, and he's averaging 186 yards per game. I suspect he's well below that now, but I think the coaching staff's probably saying that's okay. That's okay. Yeah. We need you. We need you farther on down the road, and that would probably be hosting Grand Island next week. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's take a break. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll check a few stats when we come back in 2 minutes on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse. Or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. And here at halftime, the crowd has thinned a little bit in the stands and presumably will come back, but I don't know. They're in underneath out of the wind, which has picked up substantially out of the north. And speaking of north, Omaha North is leading 41-0 over the Bearcats of Kearney High. And so let's take a look at... Let's take a look at how the stats shaped up. The score looms large. How are the stats? Brandon Peoples has a look at that.
Well, it's pretty one-sided here. Omaha North, a total of 272 yards of team offense, 158 of that on the ground, 114 of that through the air. Kearney, on the other hand, just 13 yards of offense. So total domination here tonight. All that offense coming on the ground. There was a big 30-yard play in the game for Kearney, but all the other negative yardage have pretty much subtracted from that. For Omaha North, they are led at the half. Calvin Strong, 21 carries, 143 yards, and presumably done for the night with the big lead here. Peyton Nelson, the quarterback, leading things from a passing standpoint. He has seven completions on 12 attempts, 114 yards. He also has a couple of touchdown throws here tonight as well. Tavion Seals has carried the rock eight times for 15 yards, and Marquise Lewis, the leading receiver, I've got him down for four catches, 87 yards, and he's also got a pair of touchdowns as well. Again, Jake White, the lone bright spot here. He does have 33 yards of rushing yards. However, the team total for Kearney, just 13 yards. They had those four consecutive turnovers, which really put this game in control by Omaha North. It's just been not what the Bearcats wanted here in front of their home crowd.
The wind, according to the weather guys, is gusting up to 36 miles per hour out of the northwest. And, of course, this is a north-south field, and that is a direct effect on the kicking and passing game. And I would say that when we touched on this earlier, Kearney hasn't attempted many downfield passes at all. I will say that the passes they attempted into the flat that were incomplete may have taken off with the wind. It occurs to me that when you have chronically high passing just out in the flat, that might have something to do with it. So that low completion ratio, you can attribute a little bit of that to the wind. There were some incompletions on the Omaha North side of things as Nelson tried to fling it with the wind, and he overshot even his speedy receivers in the end zone on at least two occasions. But when he, I guess this might tell you how strong his arm is, because when he had one completion for a touchdown in the first quarter, he was thrown right into the teeth of that wind. It wasn't quite as strong as it is now, but he was right on target with Lewis, his wide receiver. Well, they have connected seven times tonight on touchdowns, and we'll be back in 2 minutes to recap how the scoring went and to look at some other scores here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Hi, I'm Sally McCann with AgXL, your liquid fertilizer application experts in Kearney, Nebraska. Harvest is coming to an end, which means a planting season is right around the corner. What if I told you that I could help increase your yields next year? Well, I can if you let AgXL design a system for you. Stop in our Kearney showroom or on the web at agxcel.com or call me, Sally McCann, at AgXL. That's AgXCEL, where precision meets the soil.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Couple of minutes until the teams get back on the field here. I'm sure there's plenty of conversation in the Kearney locker room with varying degrees of surprise and probably disappointment at what they had hoped was an opportunity to take an Omaha North team that traveled about 3 hours in the bus and unloaded and stretched out and maybe could get caught on a weaker moment, maybe jump on those guys, maybe hang with them. That sure did not happen as Kearney gave up an 80-yard touchdown drive in the opening series and then got the ball and could do nothing with it. Then on a bright spot, Jake Long's punt was downed at about the 2-yard line, and then the negative side was when Omaha North took the ball 98 yards downfield, got their second touchdown, second PAT, and let it 14-0. Then things started to happen that were even worse, and that is Kearney turnovers. In four consecutive possessions, there was an interception which led to a 20-yard drive and a 10-yard run by Calvin Strong, a 21-0 lead at that point. Then there was a blocked punt attempt resulting in a 7-yard TD pass and a 28-0 score. And we're still in the second quarter, I'm telling you about this. And then in the later on, a one-play 25-yard pass to Lewis from Peyton Nelson after the second turnover, the second fumble, and then the our first fumble, and then the second fumble came, and Tavion Seals took it in from 5 yards out. So there's your six touchdowns and 5 points after, and we sit here with a 41-0 score. And if all goes according to Hoyle here, then we should have a running clock here in the second half. And until Kearney, such time Kearney comes within 35 points. But right now with a 41-point spread, we will have a running clock in this Class A quarterfinal matchup. And that's something that, you might expect in D2 by this point of the season. You might expect it in some of the smaller classes. But in Class A, you don't necessarily expect this kind of runaway.
No, and, you know, I was just thinking to myself here, when I was in high school, and I played my freshman, sophomore years, we found ourselves in games like this before. And I imagine the halftime speech for Coach Brandon Cool, telling these guys, you know, you got to play for pride here. Obviously, Omaha North, a very good football team, and, you know, it's going to be probably the end of the season, no matter what. But they're not thinking that way. They want to play for pride here tonight, and just do the best they can here in this last 24 minutes.
You're in the midst of the Ravenna Sanitation, actually wrapping up the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business, a residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection is found in your local Yellow Pages. We will take 90 seconds here and come back in a minute and a half and get things going in the second half on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
About ready for the second half kickoff. It will be the Vikings kicking north to south, which means with the wind here as we enter the second half of play. The Vikings 41-0 over Kearney High. And Kearney, we'll see if they figured something out here to try and move the sticks and try and climb back into this one a little more competitively. There's a long kick, but it'll be fielded by Urbanek coming back the other way. He's out to the 20. And he'll get hauled down at the 21-yard line where Kearney will have their first and 10, their first set of downs in the second half of play. They had meager yardage in the first half total, much less scoring.
Seems to me like Kearney's been going right to left quite a bit here from south to north. almost this whole game, it feels like.
They send Dylan Nickel out wide to the right side. And it's Jacob White in at quarterback now. Calls out the signal, fakes the handoff on the quarterback read option, and he's going to get clobbered. No gain, about a yard loss on that one. It'll bring up second down and 11 for Kearney, which seemingly has not quite cracked the code yet on how to get forward yardage on Omaha North's big defense. They have big guys. And there's a fella down there on the four-point set defensive end by the name of Jalen Onefeather. He's a load firing across the middle. It is complete that time, however, to Dylan Nickel, and he gets it out to the 35-yard line, and it should be enough for a first down for Kearney High. Is this their first down? No, that'd be their second at least, right?
Yeah,
maybe their second.
Their second.
The first down from scrimmage they got was on a nice scramble by White, the quarterback. That time it was a pass from Pocock, and now White is back in at quarterback. He's got a spread formation with double wides to the left side, single to the right, single setback, and now coming in motion is one of the wideouts. They fire in the flat, try to set up the screen, but that's snuffed out by Jordan Strong, who picked up a fumble earlier in the ball game and set up a touchdown for Omaha North. I don't know if he is a close relative to Calvin Strong, but I suspect it's within the same family there. Get a couple of guys in that same age group with the same last name. Whether it's Omaha or here, you suspect there's some family, some kinship involved there.
Sure, yeah.
But Jalen Onefeather, who I was talking about, he's the defensive end on the left side of the Kearney offense, and he's a load. Now White brings the ball down, keeps it on the run, down to the 40-yard line, or up to the 40-yard line, I should say, still in Kearney territory. And he is how close to a first down? He got about 5 or 6 yards on that. Remember, he had to overcome negative yardage. So it's third down and about 7 yards to go. So Kearney trying to stay on the field offensively and pick up some first downs here. White is back in the ball game. Pistol formation. Right side option. Now he pulls it down, looking, fires, and it falls incomplete. He had a meager attempt at hitting Urbanek, who was kind of running parallel to him at the 45-yard line, but it was just, again, a case of running out of field. The sideline approaching, he had to get rid of it too soon.
And he had Patrick Jemison chasing him from the blind side, and good thing he got rid of that because he was about ready to take a big hit.
Fourth down coming now for Kearney. You're going to have to kick in the wind if they decide to kick it. And they're going to go for it. Pocock is the quarterback. Urbanek stands with him, trips to the right side. Back to pass, Pocock fires. It goes over the head and into the hands of a defender. That's Pocock's second interception tonight, and it is picked off by Isaac Ward. Isaac Ward. And so that is the...
That's the fifth turnover.
That's the second, yeah, it's the second interception, the fifth turnover. And every one of these turnovers tonight for Kearney has resulted in a score for Omaha North. Omaha North scored twice straight up on long drives of their own. Now there's a new quarterback in for North. That is Dimitri Clark. Clark hands off to Seal, and Seal, the backup to Calvin Strong, gets about a 2 yard gain down to the 38-yard line of Kearney. Clock at 6:56 to go, third quarter. North 41, Kearney nothing. Clark comes up under center. Same eye formation, same wides both ways. Martin wide to the right side this time.
Clark in the flat. He's got a man. He squares his shoulders, goes upfield for about 5 or 6 yards, and gets pulled down inside the 30. That ought to be enough for an Omaha North first down. And the chain gang is busy tonight with first downs. Not my measurement. Brought to you by Kearney Towing and Repair. What would you do if you were stranded on the side of the road, no matter when, no matter where? They'll get you home. Chain gang brought to you by Kearney Towing. Pitch, right side. Seal cuts in inside the 25 and down just outside the 20-yard line. He'd be a good running back on anybody's club, and he's backing up Calvin Strong.
Yeah, not a bad gig, but definitely some talent there. He's got 25 yards rushing here on 10 carries.
Kavion Seals is a 5'6", 155-pound junior. Calvin Strong, we said, is headed up to one of the South Dakota schools. There's a size issue there. He's not a big guy, and I don't know if he's got blazing speed. Same thing with this young man, Seal, but he certainly is enough to be a force in Class A Nebraska high school football. That time, not so much, as he got about a yard. Third down coming in, 3 yards to go, as Kearney sniffed that one out and give credit on the tackle there to Ty Rosenberry.
If they can't convert here, they're close enough for a field goal, and they've got the wind at their back, so could see that.
Wide outs both ways. Lewis is still in there. No, that's Martin to the left side. Thomas to the right side. Pitch to Seal. Now he cuts back. He's got some running room. Crashes down inside the 15 to about the 12-yard line. And that'll be a first down for Omaha North. The Kearney Towing Chain Gang moves it again.
Big gain that time for Seals. That's one of his longer runs here tonight. That goes for about 8 yards.
Clock at 4:32 to go. Second half action. And Martin comes wide to the right side. Seal again dots the eye. Clark under center. Pitch, Seal, left side. Strings it out, can't find the cutback, but strings it out enough so that he finds the corner and picks up about 5 or 6 yards. It'll bring up second down and 4 for the Omaha North Vikings on top, 41-0 here in the third period. And the clock continues to run. He was out of bounds there. Normally, without a running clock, they'd be stopping this thing, but because of the huge margin, they got a running clock.
And Omaha North takes their time every time they run a play here, so they milk that clock for all it's worth.
They've been deliberate all night long and effective. Thomas wide to the left side, Martin wide to the right. Clark, the backup quarterback, in now for Peyton Nelson. There's some mix-up in the backfield. He's got to keep it himself, and he brings it home into the end zone. Touchdown, Clark, from about 10 yards out. A little less than 10 yards out on what appeared to be a busted play. I think he wanted someone to hand it off to. Nobody wanted it. He took it to the right side and brought it into Pater. So when it's going for you, it's going for you. And North is now out front 47-0. Here comes the extra point attempt. Again, they're perfect on converting turnovers by Kearney into points.
Yeah.
Kearney has had 5 turnovers. They've gotten 5 touchdowns. So 30 of the 47 points came off of, well, and not counting the points after touchdown, but 30 of the 47 points came as a result of touchdowns after turnovers by Kearney. The last one was an interception, Pocock's second of the evening. An offside call against Kearney is declined by North, and they're going to try again. 3:21 on the third period clock. Snap is good. Kick is up. That time the kick is good. And so 47 becomes 48, and we'll take 30 and be back with the kickoff from North to Kearney right after this on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 in Platte River Preps.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids. supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Omaha North is going to kick off now for the about 10th time, I think, if you include the opening stanzas of the half. Here it comes again. They're kicking with the wind. And fielding it is Urbanic inside the 10. He's got an open field ahead at 40. 45, Urbanic 50. 45, Urbanic 40. 35 as he tightropes down almost to the 30-yard line. That was a beautiful run back and maybe the best play tonight by Kearney High.
How about that? Urbanic with a nice run back. And they've got some operating room here inside the Omaha North territory all the way down, what, to the 34-and-a-half, 33-and-a-half-yard line.
Other than Jake Long's huge punt in the first half, which sealed Omaha North in their 2-yard line, that was the highlight of the game for Kearney thus far. And even at that, they took that 98 yards and turned it into 6 points. But that was a beautiful punt, but that was a great return there. So special teams, the two plays by the special teams stand out as the two-plus plays tonight for the Bearcats. Quarterback option is red and snuffed out. And again, Strong is in there. And check that. That is not Strong. That's double four, not number four.
Justin Jamison.
Justin Jamison.
He just picked him up, bear hugged him, and threw him to the ground.
And he's a 5'10", 190-pound junior. If that's to be believed, he looks bigger than that to me, but I don't know. He's on the defensive line. Pocock in now. Shotgun formation. Trying to slant in, and he's off target. Ball was intended for Nickel on a crossing pattern, and it fell incomplete. And it'll be third down coming. And 10 to go. More than 10. Let's see now. Where are we at?
Third
down, about 14 to go. Ball is at the 36-yard line of Omaha North. Pocock sets Urbanic in motion. They fake the sweep. He fires, and he overshoots the intended receiver. The ball was headed for Stuchlik.
Well, Pocock had to deliver that in a hurry. He had a defensive lineman in his backfield, right in his face. Now it's fourth down.
That was a decent pass, and that was into the wind.
Yeah.
So it must, at field level, it must be slightly different than it is here on the third floor of the stadium. Shotgun formation. Pocock rolls to his left, fires. He's got a man inside the 20. Complete, and a first down for Kearney High. Dylan Nickel on the reception. That was a nice pitch catch, and by far the nicest pitch catch of the evening for Kearney High.
Yeah, for Pocock, I believe that's just his first completion. They've had two pass completions here tonight.
And now White comes back into the ball game at quarterback. Slot man to the left side, and a timeout is going to be called here by the Bearcats. So we'll take a minute. 48-0, but Kearney showing the first signs of life here tonight. We'll have a play from inside the 20-yard line when we come back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
That was a timeout, but it was a timeout because they do that at the end of all the quarters, and that was the end of the third quarter, and now we're about ready with the running clock. Things are progressing rapidly here. And so with the running clock, that expired the third quarter. Now here comes quarter number four, and Kearney is still inside the 20 with a first down. They flip it on the reverse to the near side. Harris has got the ball inside the 10. He'll get stood up at about the 8-yard line. Alex Harris on the sweep to the right side.
Sometimes the reverse can work to a T. Sometimes it works really bad, but that was worked to perfection that time.
Now, they are facing some reserves from Omaha North, to be fair to Omaha North.
Right.
But it still makes it a little more entertaining when the Bearcats can show some signs of offensive life, which has not been the case a lot tonight. Harris goes way out to the left side. Urbanek dots the I now. I formation as they power up here inside the 10. Urbanek gets the carry, and he goes into the line of scrimmage for a yard or two. And they're going to bring out
tackle by Justin Jefferson.
Nope, they're going to give him a first down. They're going to give him a first down, first and goal to go coming inside the 10-yard line at about the 5. So Kearney first and goal to go at the 5, trying to take that ugly shutout off the clock. And they feed it to the running back, Jake Waller, who goes in for the score. And Kearney is on the board tonight for the first time with 10:51 to go in the ball game. It's 48-6. Not enough to overcome the running clock, however. They're still down by 42 points.
Well, and usually when Kearney scores their first touchdown, they release the balloons like at the Nebraska games. There they go. Now they're starting to release them. I think they had to hide those balloons because of all the wind.
Balloons are going out of here like a shot.
There they go. Just one at a time here.
It's like an old moonshot. It's going so fast. All right, so Pocock is still in there. Now they are running people in and out. And Pocock is kneeling for the hold on the extra point attempt. We're going to get a call against Kearney on delay because they didn't have the right personnel in there.
About maybe 13, 14 balloons got launched there. Usually it's a lot more.
Tragen Gowan is in to do the kicking. Pocock the holder. A little longer extra point, but he's got the wind at his back. Good snap. Kick is low, and did it get over there? Yes, it did. Boy, it snuck over.
It sure did.
Like me crawling in the house after midnight when I was in high school, just kind of slinking across the goal line there. 10:51 to go in the ball game. Kearney is on the board with 7 points, but North has 48. Omaha North, 48. Kearney Bearcats, 7. Back in a half a minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
So Kearney gets the kick off, not because it's the beginning of a quarter or a half. They get the kick off because they just scored. First time tonight, 10:51 to go in the ball game. A running clock still in effect. Okay, and the ball blew off the tee. And so I suspect the referees will
encourage someone in blue to come over and hold it if it blows off again. Gowan is kicking with the wind, and he lets it rip. It's a high kick, goes all the way through the end zone, and a touchback. And Omaha North will get it first and 10 at their 20 with 10:51 to go here in the ball game. And 10:51, I would say, probably to go in the Kearney Bearcat football season. They have not had success the last several years when facing Omaha North in a playoff situation. They were eliminated by North on a very poor weather night for football in 2008 in Omaha. Tonight, beautiful night except for this huge wind that has kicked up coming out of the northwest at 36. Here's Omaha North with their third string quarterback in. And that is a young man by the name of Justin Williams. And Justin Williams pitches to a running back by the name of Markel Vaughn. And Vaughn, I think, is one of the wideouts normally.
He's a punt returner. Picks up three on the carry that
time. So he stays in. He stays in as the I back. It's second down and seven coming. Back to pass and firing. I believe complete for about a 3 yard gain on the far side. And picking that one up. We're going down the roster here, folks. Isaac Wood on the reception there. And it'll be third down and 6 yards to go for Omaha North. Again, the new quarterback in there is Justin Williams. Comes under center with two wideouts and the eye back. Takes the pitch to the left side and Arp comes up and cuts him down. That was Jaleel Jones, a 5'7", 160-pound junior running back. These are guys who normally don't get near the field when Calvin Strong is needed and running. But Strong, we saw probably 80% of the snaps in the first half. Haven't seen him at all here in the second half. And the coaches like that because they want his legs fresher than they have been in playoffs past.
And this is going to be Omaha North, I believe, punting into the wind for the first time tonight.
Fourth down coming. Kearney has held. And so they'll have a chance to get the ball back and try and get on the board again. There's some confusion here again. We're either going to get a timeout by North or a penalty, and it's going to be a penalty. They'll mark him back 5 yards for procedure, delay a game. And North punter Cole Bixler is standing at his 5 yard line, looking straight into that wind. Kearney's return man is inside of North territory. The ball fades at about the 45 yard line, and everyone just kind of lets it bounce. And going over there to down it is Daquan Walker. 5'7", 140-pound running back by trade. And so Kearney will send Jacob White back into the ball game as quarterback. He and Pocock have played nearly equally tonight. And Omaha North's coach, very complimentary to Brandon Kuhl and the way he does handle that dual quarterback situation. Normally that is not thought of as the desired way to go, but Kearney's made it work this way. A handoff to Urbanek, right side, got the corner. 40, 30, Urbanek down 20. Urbanek 15, Urbanek 5, touchdown! Kearney High! Kearney has 13 points now on the board.
46-yard run for the touchdown there by Noah Urbanek.
And so they'll try the extra point. Pocock holding again for Gowan.
And the kick is up. And the kick is good. And it is 48-14. And we're back to a 34-point lead. And is that gonna stop the running clock?
Yeah, it will.
So a 34-point lead, and now we're back to the regular football game here with 7:29 to go in it. And I think we'll just keep it right here. Urbanic with that 36-yard run makes it 48-14. And again, in with respect to keeping some perspective on this deal, North is using as many subs on defense as they have been on offense. So Kearney is making it look a lot easier than maybe it would be were circumstances different. Omaha North still has this thing well in hand. Out front by 34 with 7:29 to go. And you never know. They may want to just turn the spigot and try and get the clock running again.
Maybe the Bearcats onside kick here, you think? I don't know.
Could be. Ball at the 40. Nope, they're going to kick away with that huge wind. Yeah, I guess, you know, an onside kick with the wind going like that wouldn't be much of an onside kick anyhow. He just barrels it through the end zone that time. Tragen Gowan, the junior, 5'11 kicker, put the boot to it. And Omaha North will get the ball after the touchback at the 20-yard line. So we can update you on some scores here in Class C2. St. Cecilia is trailing Aquinas Catholic 21-10. That's at halftime over in Hastings. I formation, pitch to the near side. The running back for Omaha North breaks a tackle and gets another 3 or 4 yards. Carrying the ball that time was Jaleel Jones. And Jaleel made a lot more than he should have out of that initial stop. And brings up second down and 4 yards to go.
Picked up, give him 8 yards, yeah. Actually.
Wideouts come both ways for Omaha North. And there's another new quarterback in there, and that is, that's still Clark, Dimitri Clark. And he pitches wide to the right side, and it looks like they'll get enough for the first down. Carrying the ball that time again, for the first time, was Keontae Talbert. Keontae is a 5'5", 150-pound junior running back. And so it's first down and 10 for Omaha North at their own 35-yard line. With that running game and staying in bounds, the clock continues to wind down anyhow. 6:19 till the end of this game. Dimitri Clark under center. Single setback, gets the pitch to the left side. That's Jaleel Jones again out to the 35 or 6 yard line. And that ought to be enough for a yard or two. And it'll be second down and 8 yards to go.
Well, it's been all Omaha North here tonight. 48-14, the lead here. The Kearney points coming in against these reserves. But North in business right now.
Chad Allen, wide out, reserve wide out, comes to the left side. Clark under center, hands off to Jones, and he's beyond the 45-yard line, and that is going to be real close to another first down. I don't know why, but there's two guys standing across the field there with vests on with fluorescent X's. One of them's got the yardstick, and the other guy doesn't. And that's been messing me up all night long. But there's an extra guy there that you don't normally see, and I don't know why he's there or what it's all about, but it's confusing because it looks like they have two more yards to go than they really do.
Yeah.
Third down and about a yard to go for North. Hand off straight up the middle and powering forward is the running back. That may be Trevor Cutsore.
the fullback, 5'10", 155-pound sophomore. Clock continues to run, or will run here, as they reset the down and distance to first and 10, and we're down to 4 minutes and 30 seconds in this playoff game. The quarterfinals coming to you from Ron and Carol Cope Stadium, University of Nebraska. Kearney played on Foster Field. Pitch right side this time, and some running room for about 3 or 4 yards for Omaha North. I think that was Keontae Talbert again. And he is hemmed in and brought down by a host of Kearney Bearcats. Stepped out of bounds and stopped the clock, but now they've got the referees huddling over there. An official clock stoppage.
Now that you said
that, there's a penalty marker. There must have been an after the tackle penalty, because they stopped and they marked more often. Now they've moved the down and distance marker all the way up to the, or down to the 44-yard line.
Well, now that you mentioned that about the guys with the X's on them, I can't stop seeing it.
And not only that, they got the wrong down up there. I think isn't it second down now?
It should be, I thought. Oh, well.
And there's the give to the tailback, and no matter what down it is, he should have crossed the first down marker. And he did. He gets down to the 40-yard line, and so Omaha North will take over again. The two guys with the X should tell the other guy with the X what down it is. That's what ought to happen there on the far side.
They look like they should go play tic-tac-toe.
Their strength does not lie in numbers. 3:30 to go. Omaha North with their reserves in, driving hard on Kearney, and Kearney has a number of reserves in now, in all fairness. They're giving everybody some field time here in the playoffs. That's good. First down and 10. Clark hands off to Jaleel Jones, and Jaleel jitterbugs down inside the 35 to about the 32-yard line. He's got a lot of shake and bake in him, too.
Yeah, he sure does.
He'd be a good running back.
8-yard pickup that time by Jaleel Jones. He's got 27 yards here.
Second down, 2 yards coming. They'll get you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, North's just trying to eat up as much of that clock as they can.
Get you a Buffalo County Farm Bureau wrap-up. And the new West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery post-game coming up after this one. And then tonight, CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. We'll have more scores than we had the other night. And that'll come after Doug Duda signs off the district final volleyball that's happening on Classic Hits 98.9 FM as we speak here. And that has that big feature with Kearney Catholic going against Grand Island Central Catholic. And for volleyball fans, that is a delight.
Yes, it is. Good volleyball down there in Hastings tonight. State volleyball 1 week away. Back in Lincoln this year.
2 minutes to go. As North breaks the huddle, Dimitri Clark is under center. Hand off to the up man. He's going to get stood right up by Kearney. That was Carmen Huron, 6'1 junior. He's only listed as a defensive back, but he got some fullback time that time. Second down and still about 10 yards to go. As Kearney's interior line is stiffened on that. Give some props there to Jacob Ellingson, who's right in the middle and stood up the fullback for Omaha North. Wide outs both. Well, they have not varied from that formation hardly at all. I formation, two wides. Pitch this time goes to the right side, and some decent yardage picked up there, about 4, 5, 6 yards. Again, by DeQuan Walker, who scored a touchdown as a receiver earlier tonight for Omaha North. I think that he was the recipient of touchdown number 3 or 4.
Vikings just have to run one more play here, and this game will be history.
He caught a 7-yard pass. It was 28-0 after his reception. I'm talking about Daquan Walker there. 27 seconds to go. There's the handoff. This could be the last play of the game. And breaking free to the 5. Touchdown, Omaha North. And so it goes. Wow. That was Keontae Tolbert breaking through with 18 seconds to go on the clock. And it is now 54-14.
With a 22-yard touchdown run by Tolbert. Kind of a garbage touchdown right there with the big lead.
Everybody on Kearney kind of let up because he looked like he was pinned in, but then he burst through and got the score, 54-14. They're going to go for 2, and they kneel it. That was a classy thing to do anyhow.
Yeah.
And so Dimitri Clark kneels it. And with 18 seconds to go, Omaha North will kick off one more time.
And you're right. That was a classy move. These are backups. We've got to remember that for Omaha North. So they want to score a touchdown if they can. They're not trying to run up the score. They're just trying to score a playoff touchdown. And they're not trying to run it in with
the if they don't do the right thing, they're going to sit through some film sessions that are not going to be fun either. I mean, they're
right.
Anytime you're in the ball game with a comprehensive coaching staff, if you're in a play and you're visible, they're going to have a comment on how well you did. And a lot of these folks that we've seen for Omaha North are indeed sophomores and juniors here, and they're going to be contending for starting slots next year.
Looks like Aquinas Catholic has just gone final. They have defeated Hastings St. Cecilia 21-10.
So the Blue Hawks season ends. A lot of local schools are cutting short their seasons way before their fans wanted them to.
Yeah, what? Just Kennesaw left, I think.
Kennesaw and Elm Creek.
Yeah.
And we're going to have those games on Tuesday. Kennesaw has to travel all the way down the road to Falls City. And Elm Creek goes to Crate.
A lot of travel.
A lot of mileage. We'll have to charter a flight out there.
Yeah. There you go. Now you're talking.
Yeah. Bad news is it's on an ultralight. All right, here comes the kickoff by Omaha North. Into the wind, out of the north. 18 seconds on the clock, and Connie will get the chance for another snap or two in the 2014 season. It's a short kick. Oh, yeah, and you might know it goes out of bounds. There's a penalty marker down. And Kearney has a decision here as to whether or not to take it. If they take it, what will they be the recipient of? About a 10-yard penalty, is that right?
Probably.
If they take it, it looks like they're going to be able to start at the 35.
Ball is spotted on the 35.
And so Kearney gets it first and 10 at their 35. For probably their last offensive series of the 2014 season. And let's see who's in at quarterback for this final. And that's Jake Waller. Waller would be either the second string or third string if you consider them true co-quarterbacks, then he'd really be second string. But if it was Pocock White or White and Pocock, then he'd be third string. Nonetheless, he's had quite a few snaps tonight anyhow. So Walker is under center, and I think they're going to take a knee and call it good for the year. Kearney ends the year at 6 wins and 4 losses. The losses were to some pretty good football teams.
Yes.
But they were not able to do what they wanted to do tonight, which was to take on Omaha North straight up in the early going, take the game to them, get some momentum, and hang on, and they could not do that. Quite the opposite. Omaha North was able to take the first 2 drives for 80 and 98 yards, respectively, and in between, Kearney had no offense whatsoever.
We'll talk more about that coming up when we have the post-game report brought to you by Buffalo, by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery's post-game show in 2 minutes here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Carney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Carney now delivers.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Welcome to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing superior standard of care with no referral necessary, no matter what the activity. New West is here to get you back to your full self. Schedule your appointment. Schedule your own appointment. You don't need a referral. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. All right, we're going to tackle a couple of things here, no pun intended, not the least of which statistics for Omaha North, which would be somewhat atypical because of the fact that they did early in the second half begin to put a lot of subs in. Calvin Strong, who statistically would be averaging 189 yards per game, well short of that tonight, but his number of carries was limited intentionally in the first half to pace him, and then things broke open with several short field touchdowns by Omaha North, and by the end of the first half, Strong was already hitting the showers and probably standing in civilian clothes over there maybe. But so Strong was not a statistical factor tonight, although he certainly generated some interesting speculation going into this thing as to whether or not Kearney could contain him. As it turned out, Kearney didn't have to contain him because of circumstances. Let's do a wrap-up of the scoring here, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need covered, wrapped up into one great insurance agent at Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. So wrapping the scoring up, and it'll be a lot of wrapping paper. It opened up with Kearney kicking off to Omaha North, which took the ball 80 yards, both passing and running, culminating in a 2-yard Calvin Strong touchdown and a 7-point lead. Then a great kick by Jake Long of Kearney, and it ended up dying at the 2-yard line of Omaha North. But Omaha North, despite the fact that Calvin Strong had to stand nearly to the end line in the end zone from his tailback position, punched it out beyond the 10-yard line, and from there drove the rest of the way to pay dirt, and a 41-yard, 98-yard drive culminated by a 41-yard touchdown pass
and it was 14 to nothing. Then Strong on a 10-yard run after a short 20-yard drive because of an interception on Kearney made it 21 to nothing, and we were still in the first period of play. Here's what happened in series, in sequence. An interception, a fumble, a blocked punt. Not necessarily in that. It was the interception, then a blocked punt, then two fumbles. Every one of those turnovers, and there were five in all, ended up in scores for Omaha North. Another one-play, 25-yard drive came after a fumble. A 25-yard pass play to Lewis made it 34 to nothing. Then Tavion Seals, 5-yard play after another short field after a turnover, and it was 41 to nothing. 6-yard run by Dimitri Clark made it 48 to nothing. And then Kearney came back, and with a couple of late scores against reserves for Omaha, made it 48 to 14. And then deep in the depth chart for Omaha North, a guy by the name of DeQuan Talbert scored his second touchdown of the evening, believe it or not. He scored the first one coming out as a receiver, getting a 7-yard TD pass in the first half. But he broke free late in the game and made the final score 54 to 14. As Omaha North showed a lot of class in kneeling on the two-point attempt and not tacking on any more points than they needed to. Kearney got the ball back one more time, just knelt it. And that's your Buffalo County Farm Bureau wrap-up. We continue on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame report in 30 seconds here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com when we recap some individual stats.
Hi, I'm Sally McCann with AgXL, your liquid fertilizer application experts in Kearney, Nebraska. Harvest is coming to an end, which means a planting season is right around the corner. What if I told you that I could help increase your yields next year? Well, I can if you let AgXL design a system for you. Stop in our Kearney showroom or on the web at agxcel.com or call me, Sally McCann, at AgXL. That's AgXCEL, where precision meets the soil.
All right, back on the New West Sports Medicine and Surgery postgame report. You could say it was a surgical decimation of the Kearney Bearcats tonight by Omaha North. They were just relentless, nearly perfect. Really, nearly perfect in everything they did. There were very few penalties, able to capitalize on every turnover for Kearney, and a big 54 to 14 win. But there are some individual stats to talk about for whatever they're worth at this point. Brandon Peoples alongside. What you got?
Well, total offense here tonight, Omaha North with 393 yards compared to 102 for Kearney. That's the team offensive statistics. Omaha North led by Calvin Strong, 21 carries, 143 yards. All that came in the first half. He did not see the field in the second half. Tavion Seals in relief had 13 carries for 40 yards. He also scored a touchdown in that second half. Jaleel Jones came on strong in the second half, had 6 carries for 27 yards, and Keontae Tolbert, 4 carries for 35 yards rushing-wise here tonight. For the Kearney Bearcats, just not a lot of offense here tonight. They had 31 yards passing, 71 yards rushing. Peyton Pocock attempted 9 passes, 1 of 9, 19 yards for Peyton Pocock. Jake White did complete 1 pass. He was 1 of 1 for 12 yards. Rushing-wise, Jake White, leading rusher for Kearney tonight, 5 carries for 43 yards. Had a really nice run, scramble as a quarterback in the first half, went for 30 yards. Noah Urbanek had 7 carries, 38 yards, had a really nice run himself in the second half. I think that one went for about 40 yards or so.
That's 36-yard touchdown.
That's right. It was the big touchdown. And so that was really the couple bright spots for Kearney tonight. A fine season for this Bearcat team, obviously, but it comes up a little short to a better team tonight. Omaha North was the better team, no question. and they win it here 54-14.
Well, and again, you look at the losses. They had a loss to Grand Island, which finished the season, continues their season going into the playoffs with only one loss. They lost to Lincoln East, which was a 7-2 ball club, and Millard West, which also had a winning record at 6-3 and into the playoffs. So, it's tough out there. And then they ended up beating Norfolk in the first round, so credit to them. And remember, all of this is being done with some injuries that Kearney has had to overcome and play around. Eli Keller, the running back, has been out for several weeks. And Brockton Sterling was out for this game. And so they were thin at running back, and here they are coming in to face a team that is nothing if not rich beyond the wildest dreams at running back. They're probably, as we saw tonight, at least three deep, maybe four deep at the tailback position. They'll lose Calvin Strong this year, but at the end of this year. But it looks like there'll be a few guys that can tote that rock next year for the Vikings. So they continue on unbeaten yet at 10-0. Kearney ends at 6-4. And you have been listening to the post-game report brought to you by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment. Speaking of back to it, we're going to get back to ESPN as we say goodnight tonight for Brandon Peoples and for Caleb Henry back at the studio as our producer. Thank you, Caleb. Craig Eckert here. Thanks for joining us tonight from Ron and Carol Cope Stadium at the University of Nebraska Kearney and Foster Field. This is Craig Eckert. Have a great night.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.